Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Maximania. With me, your host, Max. I'm your host, Max, so let's get on to the episode, guys. I'm sorry. I've just been trying to do this many times. I'm kind of upset. So now we're just going to go back. We're just going to go to the episode. Sorry if you hear my dog. He's probably barking up there. If you hear him bark, it's just my dog. We are moving on to the top 10 most powerful heroes and villains in the DC Universe. So, let's get, by the way, if you want me to do a Marvel superhero episode, you will have to ask me yourself. I'm not gonna just do one on my free time. So, you can either, there's four ways you can get in contact with me to be able to ask me that. Either, one, you can join my Roblox group and ask me there. Two, you can join my Discord server and, ask me on there. Three, go onto my website and ask me on there in the chat section. And number four, you can send me a voice message. That is all I have to really say. Alright, so anyway, let's get on to the episode. Top, we're starting with heroes. So number 10 on my list, we have Hawkman. Hawkman's real name is Carter Hall. He is a superhero and an archaeologist. He got his powers because he was doing archaeology stuff, and he found 9 sacred symbols, and he was curious about them, so he studied them more, and then the Hawk God came down on him and his wife, Kendra Sanders, and long story short, he became Hawkman. And his powers is that he has enhanced vision, super strength, flight, and reincarnation, and long immortality, which is basically the same as reincarnation. What reincarnation means is he can reincarnate, which means if you kill him, he'll just come back to life in another lifetime again. So that is Hawkman. And he also has a mace, a club. He calls it the 9th Metal Mace, which is basically just a club with spikes on it. Alright, so now on to number 9. Sorry, I'm kind of tired. Is Aquaman. Now, Aquaman, his real name is Arthur Curry. He is the king of Atlantis and superhero. Arthur Curry's father was a human, but his mother was from the underwater kingdom of Atlantis. She was the queen of it, the queen of Atlantis. He is a part of the Justice League. His powers is that he can breathe underwater, live underwater. He has super strength and speed in the water. And he has the trident, his trident of Atlantis, that has the power to control the ocean. It gives him power to control water, and also it gives him magical powers and abilities. It has magical powers on it. So that is Aquaman. Sorry if you hear anything from like upstairs. I'm in my basement, and my family's probably talking. They're probably talking a lot. So, so now going on to number 8 on my list, we have probably one of my favorite superheroes of all time. We have the Flash. Flash's real name is Barry Allen. He was given his powers by being struck by lightning in his laboratory. And the lightning that struck him had dark matter inside of it. The lightning, he got struck by lightning because a particle accelerator blew up. And created a lightning storm and put dark matter in all of the lightning that you were struck by, or that Barry was struck by. To make a long story short, he woke up in a coma 9 months later with superhuman speed. So that's the Flash's origin story. Now on to number 7 on my list, we have Green Lantern Hal Jordan. Green Lantern's real name is Hal Jordan. There are hundreds, thousands of Green Lanterns out there. But I'm just gonna be talking about Hal Jordan. Hal Jordan possesses probably one of the most powerful weapons in all of DC, which is the Green Lantern ring, the Ring of Green. There is also a Yellow Lantern ring, but there is many colors actually. There's all the colors of rings. But I will talk about the Yellow Lantern ring when we move on to Sinestro. Okay, so Hal Jordan, like I said, he has the power. He has his Green Lantern ring, which is a really powerful weapon. Sorry, somebody just ran across upstairs. He was giving his powers by, he was a test pilot. and a plane, an alien plane, crashed into his plane, which caused his plane to crash. And the ship that crashed into Jordan's plane had there was an alien in it and said, "I choose you to be the next Green Lantern," blah, blah, blah. Sorry, I dropped my microphone there. So that's how Green Lantern got his powers. He put on the ring and became the Green Lantern. Now on to number 6, we have John Constantine. I put John Constantine on this list because he is actually a really powerful sorceress. Not just because he is one of my favorites, but because he's actually really powerful. John Constantine is a magician. He's a magician, but is also an exorcist, a demonologist, and a master of the dark arts, an expert of the occult, and a private detective. Definitely not the type of magician you'll hire for your children's birthday party. Unless your child likes dark magic and exorcism, then he's the man to call. That's kind of all I have to say. He was a part of the Justice League Dark Team, too. He is one of DC's most powerful sorceresses. He is not the most powerful sorceress, but he is one of them. So that is John Constantine. He basically just studied the occult and magic ever since childhood. So yeah, that's how he got his powers. He doesn't have any powers, that's just how he became John Constantine. How he, got magic and stuff. But anyway, now on to Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman's real name is Dina. She is a warrior princess of Atlantis. Her powers is that she has super strength, super speed. Super strength, super speed, enhanced durability, and the ability in flight. She can also control animals and nature from the Amazon rainforest. I don't know where she's from or how she got her powers, but I don't know if she's an alien or not. I just know that she is part of the Amazon. So now on to number, 4 on our list? We have Batman. Now you probably are thinking, what? Batman? Are you kidding me? Well, Batman is, he is a really powerful superhero. Alright, even though he has no superpowers, he is an incredible detective. He's incredibly smart. He trained with the League of Assassins ever since he was a teen. He has incredible technology that he can use against foes. He joined the League of Assassins a few years after his parents died, and his butler, Alfred, raised him, and that's how Bruce Wayne, Batman, became Batman. His name is Bruce Wayne, just saying. And so he's an incredible detective. He's a billionaire playboy and businessman, and he is also a crime fighter. And he left the League of, you might be thinking, what if the League of Assassins are evil, how can we train with them? Well, he left the League of Assassins as soon as he realized that they were evil. Now on to our top 3. Number 3 on our list, we have Dr. Fate. Now you may be thinking, what? Dr. Fate? Really? That guy is your third most powerful superhero? Well, yes, actually, he is. The Kent Nelson, the original and most popular Kent Nelson Dr. Fate. Dr. Fate possesses 3 magical artifacts, which is the Helmet of Naboo, also known as the Helmet of Fate, the Cloak of Destiny, and the Amulet of Anubis. The Helmet of Naboo gives him teleportation, time travel, levitation, telekinesis, star blast, electricity manipulation, spellcasting, immortality, invulnerability, phasing, and more. The Cloak of Destiny gives him flight, super speed, intangibility, and I think that's it. And the Amulet of Anubis is a magical void that traps people and souls inside. So basically, it's a portable prison around your neck. And that is Dr. Fate. Now, moving on to our runner-up of this list. We have Superman. Now you may be thinking, what's Superman? It's like DC's most powerful superhero. Why is he number two? And if he's number two, who's number one? But Superman, his name is Kal-El. But when he got to Earth, he went by the name of Clark Kent. He is a journalist and a superhero. He was sent to Earth because you probably know his story. His home planet of Krypton blew, was on the eve of destruction, and he was sent to Earth for his own safety and protection. He's known as Superman. His powers are flight, super strength, super speed. Laser eyes and freeze breath. And he also, and his weakness is kryptonite. So there you go. That is Superman. Now moving on to number one, the most powerful superhero in all of the DC universe. Are you ready? I need a drum roll, please. Martian Manhunter. And you may be thinking, what's Martian Manhunter? Are you kidding me? Well, here's why. Martian Manhunter, his name is John Jones. He is one of the most powerful superheroes. Probably he is the most powerful superhero, in my opinion, in the DC universe. His powers is super strength, super speed. I'm sorry, I'm drawing back. Super strength, super speed, flight, laser eyes, Martian vision, Martian hearing, shape-shifting, telekinesis, levitation, other psychic abilities, sonic stream, intangibility, invulnerability, and much more. Sorry, my brother is screaming if you hear, like, screaming noises. So that is Martian Manhunter's powers. And here's what. He once stood toe-to-toe with Superman in a fight and won. He beat Superman in a fight. And he has also went against all of the Justice League, which has three of DC's most powerful heroes, Wonder Woman, Superman, and Batman. So he once took on the entire Justice League by himself and won. And that is why he beat Vision in our Versus episode. So there is my top 10 most powerful superheroes in the DC universe. Now moving on to the villains. For number 10 on this list, we have Harley Quinn. I don't know much about Harley Quinn, but all I know is that she was pushed into a vat of chemicals by the Joker. And that's how she became who she is. Her name is Harleen Quinzel, Dr. Harley Quinzel. She was a doctor before she became that. And she has, she usually carries a bat around. I don't know much about her at all. I know that she joined the Suicide Squad, and that's it. And for number 9, who do we have? We have Killer Frost. Killer Frost, you may be thinking, what? That's it. But Killer Frost is a hero. She's a superhero. And yeah, I know. My siblings came downstairs and my sister was making a, oh my god, oh no, that kind of face where she's like, ah, that face that girls make, yeah, that one. But so yeah, and she's screaming right now. Sorry. Families and siblings are really annoying. If you have siblings, you know what I mean. So her real name is Caitlin Snow. When Killer Frost first came out, she was a supervillain. But then she became a superhero. So, I'm sorry, my family is playing music right now. So if you hear anything, it's that they're doing music. So that's Killer Frost. She became Killer Frost because she, what happened to her? How did she become Killer Frost? She became Killer... I don't know how she became Killer Frost. All I know is that it was always inside of her. And she just brought it out. Why is music playing? Hold on, guys. I'm moving my computer somewhere else. So, sorry, dropped the microphone. So, number 8 on my list is Livewire. Livewire's real name is Leslie Willis, and she became Livewire by, I think she became Livewire. Actually, I don't know. Let me go check. I'll be right back, guys. Okay, back. So yeah, Livewire's real name is Leslie Willis. She became Livewire. Sorry, my microphone fell again. She became Livewire by Supergirl basically used herself as a lightning rod. And Supergirl was struck by lightning, which the lightning went into Leslie and turned her into Livewire. So that's really cool. So that's how she became Livewire, because Supergirl basically used herself as a lightning rod, which is cool. Alright, so, and she was a former vlogger, and her powers are that she can literally shoot electricity out of her hands, and that she can absorb electricity, and like electricity manipulation is your power, and she can literally like go into electricity, like she can like morph into it, like she can go into like anything, like she could literally like go into your your TV, your phone, your computer. She can literally go into it and make it like turn off, fry, destroy it. She's incredibly strong, and that is why she is on this list. Number 7, we have Lobo. Now, if you are a DC fan and you know who Lobo is, sorry guys, I'm just moving my microphone a lot. And you know, if you're a DC fan and you know who Lobo is, you know, you're probably thinking like, wait, Lobo's a bounty hunter. I thought bounty hunters were good, and bounty hunters are good, but Lobo is a madman. Lobo comes from a peaceful planet, a pretty peaceful planet, but because of what he comes from a peaceful planet, but he is not. He is like the opposite of his planet. Sorry, I accidentally smacked the metal thing. So that's how he became. He didn't do nothing happened to him to become who he is. He was just born that way. He was just born a madman. He was born a crazy person. He's a evil bounty hunter. Some of his powers are that he has super strength. He can breathe in space. He has certain space dolphins, killer space dolphins, which is incredibly cool. Screw motorcycles. We got dolphins, boys. So, oh yeah, also, if you cut his limbs off, they can regrow. So, if you cut his arm off, they'll regrow. And if you cut his head off, if you cut his bloody head off, it'll bloody regrow, which is crazy. It's kind of like Deadpool, except it's the opposite, because Lobo was created first, so that means Deadpool is the copy. But, I don't know, we're not going to get into a whole argument about which one's better, because we all know the answer, DC. So, anyway, another part about Lobo, another thing about him, is that he's not allowed in either heaven or hell. So it takes a lot of work for even hell to be like, nah, we're good, we don't need you. So just think about hell, where all the murderers, crazy people go. That's where they go. And he's not even allowed there. So it's like, what is he, the new version of Darkseid? But yeah, that is Lobo. Number 6, we have Slade Wilson, also known as Deathstroke. Deathstroke, his name is Slade Wilson. He is the father of Rose Wilson, aka Ravager, and the stepbrother, I think he's a stepbrother of Floyd Lawton, aka Deadshot. Slade is assassin. He's like really big foes with the Teen Titans. He doesn't have any powers. He was just born like that. He was just born a crazy person. and he became who he was by, he just kind of like trained with guns and swords. He trained with swords and knives his entire life. So yeah, that's his like power. He's like really good with guns and swords. He's really good with swords. He has incredible sword skills. Moving on to number 5. We have probably one of DC's definitely one of DC's most powerful and deadly villains. We have Sinestro. I don't know if you know, you probably are like, wait, isn't that the guy who like took the yellow lantern? And yes, it is. Sinestro is the yellow lantern, which yellow lanterns are the only types of, it's the only green lantern that is the only lantern corpse ring that can overpower the green. The yellow lantern actually is a fueled by fear. It's a symbol of fear, so that's why it's so deadly. And the green lantern ring is a symbol of hope. So Sinestro was actually a former green lantern. I will make an episode about Sinestro later in the future. So yeah, that's basically Sinestro's power. He once literally put his power ring up to 11, up to 1,000%. So if you heard anybody, you've heard the expression like, give it 110%, just an expression because you can't go past 100%. He went to bloody 1,000, mate. That's crazy. So yeah, so that's Sinestro. That's Sinestro. So, moving on to number 4, which should have been, Sinestro should have been number 4, but I put this guy as number 4. We have, Bane. Bane is the only thing that could actually kill Batman. Yeah, in one comic. I don't know what comic it was, but he actually managed to kill Batman. So Bane spends many years, most of his time inside prison cells. But what makes him so strong, it's not because he worked out in prison, it's because he took illegal chemicals, like illegal chemicalic venom that gave him his additional and his additional strength, which made him really strong. And the only thing was he used too much, so it made him mentally unstable. And he wears a wrestler mask to hide his identity. And that's why he needs that tube thing to survive. It's because he used so much venom that he has, like, health problems. I think I have health problems. So yeah, that's Bane. Moving on to our top 3. So, third is, let's see, it is Lex Luthor. And what makes Lex Luthor so dangerous is his intelligence. Lex has no powers, except he does have that, like, Lexo war suit, and he is incredibly smart. He is so smart, he figured out a way to make kryptonite, and he's a megalomaniac, that's what they call him. He literally figured out a way to make kryptonite and use it against Superman. So yeah, he's nearly killed Superman many times. He is really dangerous. He's a really dangerous guy. So yeah, that's Lex Luthor. He is also bald. Nobody knows why. People think it's a lab accident. I have no idea why he's bald. But So anyway, back to, here we go. So at number 2, our runner-up here, is the Joker. The Joker is, he's white. His skin is white, and his hair is green, because he fell into a vat of chemicals, which made him the Joker. So that's how he became the Joker. He, fell into a vat of chemicals. Nobody knows his real body, not body, his real name, except for me, I know his name. I'll tell you guys, it's Arthur Fleck, that's his name. I've seen the Joker movie, I'm a DC fan, okay? I've seen the Joker movie. And apparently nobody, even himself, knows his true identity, which is weird. Not even Joker knows his true identity. But, yeah, he always has a smile on his face. He has, like, he doesn't really have any powers, but he has, like, weird type laser gun things. He has bombs, he has jokes, tricks, everything he can do to out-trick Batman. And he's really good at it. He's nearly killed Batman many times. So that's the Joker. Now moving on to number one here. We have, I'm pretty sure we all know number one, the most powerful and dangerous villain in all of the DC Universe, is Darkseid. Yeah, that's right, Darkseid. He is the ruler of planet Apocalypse. Real name is Uxis, I think that's his name, I don't know. His home planet is Apocalypse, and he has his powers, that he has incredible strength and intellect, so super strength and super intelligence. And his most powerful weapons are his Omega Beams, usually fired from his eyes. The Omega Beams are formed of cosmic energy that Darkseid can fire at any angle or around any corners to hit his unfortunate victim. Darkseid can also use the Mother Box technology to generate boom tubes, which he uses to travel across the universe. So what it meant by, like, cosmic beams from his Omega Beams from his eyes, it meant he has laser eyes. So, yeah, Darkseid has laser eyes. And he also has the Mother Box, which is, I don't know what it is. I know it's a weapon. I know it's a really powerful weapon. It's rated it on number 7 most powerful weapon in the DC universe. So that is Darkseid. So this is my top 10 most powerful heroes and villains in the DC universe. Hopefully you agree with me. But bye guys, and remember, bask in my glory.